Sunni Arabs voted in surprisingly high numbers on Iraq's new constitution, many of them hoping to defeat it in an intense competition with Shiites and Kurds over the shape of the nation's young democracy after decades of dictatorship. The death toll from Pakistan's killer quake rose sharply to nearly 40,000 Saturday, with the president warning the numbers could jump still higher while homeless survivors struggling against rain and plunging temperatures searched desperately for blankets and tents. Romanian authorities called for calm Saturday as they quarantined an eastern region where tests confirmed Europe's first appearance of a deadly strain of bird flu that has devastated flocks and killed dozens of people in Asia. Two bombs exploded at a shopping center in Ahvaz near Iran's southwestern border with Iraq, killing four people and wounding at least 102 others. An official said the bombs had been planted inside two trash bins. China announced the official completion of the first railway to Tibet, a controversial engineering feat that is one of the world's highest train lines, crossing mountain passes up to 16,500 feet high.